Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's March 25th, 2020. And I've got a really powerful prayer that I want to pray over you that you can use for you and your family on the coronavirus and give you an update as well. I've been trying to keep people updated. This is really a time right now. It's the call to rest. And I actually heard the Lord clearly on March 8th. I had shared previously, maybe you haven't heard it, but I've released a few videos and blogs on this. On March 8th, I heard the Lord say out of Zechariah 6, the warring angels were being released. These are four chariots. These are powerful groups of warring angels that were going out to the north, south, east, and west. And on March 8th, he said that the coronavirus cure and there's a solution was released from heaven, but it has not yet fully manifested on the earth. There's things in process. On that day, on March 8th, Zechariah 6:8, and this is the encounter I was having when I was seeing these warring angels take place. And Zechariah 6:8, look at those going towards the north country have given the spirit of rest to the land of the north. And in this encounter, the Lord said that I'm going to bring the spirit of rest over North America. And I'm releasing my chariots to battle over the attacks of the coronavirus. And so I'm realizing now at the time, I didn't realize it, that we are actually in this time that the Lord said from Zechariah 6:8, we are in this time of rest. He said, I'm going to give the spirit of rest to North America. And of course, it's other places, but we are actually sheltering in place right now. And this is a time to step back. This is of the Lord. And there's still a battle going on in the heavenlies. The Lord has released the solution for things. And the coronavirus is actually sent, as I keep saying, I'll repeat it again, but it is not judgment. It is sent by the enemy. It is sent by Satan. And the Lord is raising up a standard or a war against him right now. And so it's some time to take this to get it fully onto the earth. And so that's why we need to be in the time of rest. But I want to walk you through a very powerful prayer that my good friend Paul Cox from Ashland Place wrote this prayer. And I actually edited some things in with his permission. And if you want more information about his ministry, just go to Ashland Place. com. But I'm going to pray this over you, and it will do something for you right now. I believe it's going to be something that's going to really bring a protection. So I'm going to pray over you. Lord, we acknowledge that the coronavirus is a demonic attack sent to stop revival and the meeting together. And we acknowledge this attack of Satan that's using the spirit of fear to stop the Lord's perfect love, as mentioned in 1 John 4:18. And we repent for any of our own sin or generational lines for coming into agreement or opening the door to the spirit of fear. So we break off fear right now. We repent for anything we may have in common with the coronavirus, as you had shown me in Isaiah 14:29. We repent for anything in common with or generationally with the snake of deception, with the vipers of the religious spirit, which is pride and getting angry at others. And it's also the venomous serpent, the coronavirus. We repent, renounce, and break that attack. Lord, we ask now your blood to encapsulate every cell of my body, physical, soul, spiritual levels. Lord, we place, set a watch over us, guard every vulnerable area of my body, soul, and spirit, reaching all the way down to the cellular and the subcellular levels. cause my nasal, oral, and every opening to be hostile to the coronavirus and to the presence of it, that every virus would die in the opening that is entering into my body. Cause the coronavirus that has entered into my body, if it has, I ask now that you cause the cells to be hostile and reject this infection, and cause the cell receptors to reject it. Lord, we block all receptors on my cells from the coronavirus that cannot recognize or latch on. And in the name of Jesus and by the power of his blood, I forbid the virus from landing on any cell receptor, any viral membranes from fusing with my cell membranes. And I ask, Lord, now that you would dissolve any spikes that have been on the coronavirus that has crowns, so that is necessary, attempts to come into my body right now. Decrown, dethrone the coronavirus from entering into my body, and activate my immune system right now and remove its remnants. Lord, please cause my immune system to recognize the coronavirus and not be fooled by any viral mechanisms, that this virus will be detected. I forbid the presence in my cell of replicating or translating the corona RNA. And I thank you, Lord, for your everlasting protection and love. And I speak life and health to my body, soul, and spirit. And I claim your promises according to Psalm 91. You will not fear the terror at night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look and see with your eyes the recompense of the wicked. And because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague will come near your tent. So, Lord, I decree the healing of every physical and spiritual area over which you have given me authority. And I decree and declare the coronavirus will cease and desist from operating. And it must submit to the blood of Jesus. And we agree together that this attack on earth to cease and desist. And Lord, we call down from heaven the attack that came from hell in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you can pray this over people. It's a powerful prayer. And since it's driven by fear, we want to bind the spirit of fear and take authority over fear. I've been ministering this area of the spirit of fear even before I really knew that this was going to happen. I had just done a couple of opportunities. We had a free workshop this month on the spirit of fear. But I also want to invite you to be part of the 7-day Breaking Fear Challenge that starts April 2nd. DougAddison.com/challenge if you're interested in doing that. Really just hitting this with everything we have and trying to get people to not be in fear, to stay in faith. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And this is the time right now to come into agreement with heaven. And I mentioned before, if you can find ways to be joyful. But one of the things that I've been doing is, you know, when we wash our hands, we use the happy birthday to you 2 times. They say it's 20 seconds. Well, I've been just using songs, you know, worship songs, and different things like that. And the joy of the Lord is my strength is mine. I mentioned this in a previous video, but I thought I'd mention it again to get out of worry. But do be careful. And I'm going to ask now that the Lord visit you. He visits you during this season. This is a strategic season as we're coming upon Passover in the next few weeks. This is a strategic season. I have a powerful prophetic word for the month of April. The Lord's already given it to me that I'll be releasing in just a few weeks. But I want you to be encouraged right now. And yes, it is a serious time, but the Lord has not forgotten you. And so I have a couple of frequently asked questions I wanted to get to regarding the coronavirus. These are the ones that we're hearing right now. Is this a judgment from God? Well, what I'm hearing the Lord say is this coronavirus is not judgment. And this is what most of the prophets that I know, I sent my video out to almost every prophet I know, and there was just an agreement that this is definitely an attack of the enemy to try to stop us from meeting together. This is not a judgment coming from God. So here's another question. What's the best way to pray for people right now? Well, I recommend praying Psalm 91. That's what I use in this prayer. I decree it over my life and my household every single day, and especially right around verse 7 that talks about that 1,000 may fall at my right hand, 10,000 at my left, but it will not come near me. And decree any and all verses of protection. I'd recommend taking communion. I take it daily, but I'd recommend taking communion right now and get ready to come out of the wilderness in April and get ready to move into a time, especially during Passover, which is in April, that you're going to move into a time of hearing the Lord, and He's going to give us strategies. I'm just really encouraged right now with what's coming, but we still have to deal with what's at hand. And so here's another question. Are things actually going to get worse in the world, or can we believe and pray for a turnaround? Well, nothing's guaranteed on the timing, but this is guaranteed. The Lord is indeed launching every effort against the coronavirus. He has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. So I would say, yes, that we're going to see a turnaround. Absolutely. I'm not sure if things are going to get worse. I mean, it's been a difficult time for us, but I'm believing the answer to that question is no, that we're not going to get worse. It's going to get better, but we do have to walk through this time of the cleaning out of this, and we have to step back and we have to wait on the Lord as He's doing some things. I'm in full faith and praying every day for people and for my household and for the people that are part of my ministry. I'm praying for the world. I've been part of bringing prophetic words over this, words of encouragement as well. Here's another question. Do you have any sense of the timing or the time frame that this will be done? Boy, I wish I did. And at the recording of this, which is just a little after mid-March, actually it's a little bit later in March, at the recording of this, I don't have the time frame. Now, I am actually re-recording this. I had already pre-recorded my Spirit Connection, and I had to re-record the last two because of the coronavirus, and I needed to make it, relevant. So I'm praying that each day the Lord's going to show us the timing. We don't know yet. We do know that it's time, to shelter in place. It's time to pull back. It's time to wait and listen for the Lord. Here's another question. How should I pray during this time? Well, I would pray that the Lord would prepare you for what's coming, because the enemy wants you to get all worked up about no food and things like that, which is a lie. We have plenty of food. Don't buy into that. The enemy wants you to be bound by the spirit of fear. The enemy wants you to be worried that everything's not going to get better. But right now, I would stand in faith and I would ask the Lord to speak and visit you. That's what I'm doing right now. Ask Him for dreams, especially as we're moving into Passover. It's when Moses got the strategy from heaven on how to get the spirit of death to pass over their house. So that during Passover, this is a time that we can actually get things from the Lord. And this is a time, is it okay to stop meeting together? Yeah, it's up to you. I'd highly recommend the Lord saying right now to adhere to the rest. Some people ask, should I listen to the government leaders? Should I listen to my church? Well, I'd say yes, listen to the Lord, first of all, to answer that. Listen to what God says. Be careful. Be wise. Remember that the actual healing and the result of it has not been fully brought to the earth yet. It's been released in the earth, and the Lord is still battling over this. So I would wait on the Lord, and I would wait on Him, and then minister to people and do things that you need to do in your community as you see fit. And this is a time to be wise, but at the same time, don't back down from what God's doing right in your midst. So we just pray, Lord, bring the healing, bring resolution to this. We pray for peace on the earth in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.